Hello and welcome, everybody. This is your host, Ken D. Foster, and I'm looking forward to having a brilliant show with you today, calling the show The Courage to Be an Entrepreneur. Let me ask you a question. What does it take to be an entrepreneur? I want to tell you a story. My father was a LAPD officer, Los Angeles Police Department, for 48 years, and consecutive, he served in the armed forces for 42 years. But, you know, in his heart, he always wanted to be an entrepreneur. He even started his own detective agency, but it was kind of short-lived. But something was in him that was passed on to me and my brothers because we became entrepreneurs and we started to learn the secrets of being an entrepreneur. And listen, I've got the specific steps that I have used over the years to create amazing success in so many businesses. I'm going to tell you that right after we go to break, and I'm going to go to break and then we'll come right back.
Hi, Ken D. Foster here. If you have a dream to create a wellness product, I'd like to tell you about JBK Wellness Labs. They are a respected contract and white label manufacturer who helps entrepreneurs and companies develop and bring to market dietary supplements, hemp-based CBD products, plus personal care and beauty product lines. JBK Wellness products can be found on the shelves of Neiman Marcus, Whole Foods, Urban Outfitters, CVS, Ritz-Carlton Hotels, Four Seasons Hotels, and multinational direct selling companies. JBK Wellness Labs will walk you through each step from concept through finished product. If you'd like to take your next step in getting your product to market, then start your project today by going to jbkwellnesslabs.com or just Google JBK Wellness Labs.
There comes a time when you know you need to restart and regain control of your life. A time to seek freedom from the anxiety, addiction, and other issues that may be bringing you down. A time to heal and reemerge as the real you. Villa Kalima is a holistic residential recovery program exclusively for women for individualized treatment. Villa Kalima offers proven clinical and holistic therapies for the mind, body, and spirit to assure sustainable recovery. Villa Kalima focuses on healing the cause, not temporarily masking symptoms. It's the only way to truly recover and find yourself again. Villa Kalima is located in a beautiful, peaceful, resort-like setting and is a licensed and accredited residential treatment center accepting a variety of health insurances. Start your healing and renewal today by calling Villa Kalima in La Costa, California at 760-814-8800.
So how do we become an entrepreneur? Let me finish that story with my father. You know, he had it in his heart to be an entrepreneur, but one of the things he did with us as kids, he would take us to the swap meet. And I don't even know if we have swap meets anymore, but we would go to swap meets and he would sell. He liked to sell things to people. One day he decided to bring we had a toilet in our home that he had fixed. It had cracked and it had broken, and he put it out in his garage. Then he took it to the swap meet, and I said, "Dad, you are never going to sell that toilet. There is no way. It's cracked. It's broken." And he says, "Son, we're going to sell this by the end of the day." I said, "There's no way you're going to do that." He said, "Well, watch me." He said, and then what he did, he opened up the lid and he took a bottle of whiskey and put it inside the toilet. And he said, "The guy that wants the whiskey will buy the toilet." And so sure enough, later that day, somebody came by, opened the toilet and said, "What are you selling, this old toilet?" He saw the whiskey. He bought the toilet. Point of the story is, my father taught me, was that if you create enough value, people will buy what you have no matter what, right? So entrepreneurship is all about creativity. It's about opening our mind to seeing things in a new way. It's providing value to our customers, right? Well, listen, it's a few more things too. I've been doing businesses since I was right out of college. My first business was a waterbed store. I grew it to 5 stores. We did $1 million in sales. And that was my first experience as an entrepreneur. And, you know, along the way, I found some really important pieces. I found that mindset was like the absolute thing that entrepreneurs have to have. If you don't have the right mindset, it's probably not going to happen for you. What is the mindset? The mindset is I can do it. The mindset is it's going to happen no matter what. The mindset is I won't stop. I will not stop. I will not give up. That's the mindset of an entrepreneur. And I think the other part that we as entrepreneurs do is we walk into the unknown. We really don't know what's on the other side. We have an idea. Something comes to us. Or sometimes we're using the mind in a proper way. Like we're looking around saying, what needs to be improved? What am I using in my life right now that it's just bugging me and it needs to be improved? That's where an entrepreneur's mind goes. And that entrepreneur will look at that, that whether it's a doorknob or whether it's a piece of furniture or whether it's a technical piece, they'll look at that and say, I can improve that. And then they start the path. They start the journey to going into the unknown, the journey to figuring this out, right? Meeting the people, the places and things. And I have to tell you, man, Providence works with those that may have commitment and are committed 100% to whatever that dream is. All of a sudden, the right people will show up and you will start getting the answers, but you have to take the initiative. I recently did a summit, and that summit, a week ahead of time, we had 20 participants. I had 47 speakers coming in and there was 20 participants. I was told, stop that. Don't do that. But my mindset's not like that. I said, you know what? We're going forward. So we ended up with 800 people registering for the conference. How cool is that? Okay. Within a week. But that's because I wasn't about to give up. I was going to do whatever it takes. That's the mindset of an entrepreneur. So I believe that entrepreneurship is probably the greatest thing that we can, the gift that we can give ourselves. And the reason I'm talking about it today is because I've got some really amazing entrepreneurs coming on today. And they're going to share not only some of their struggles and challenges that they had to go through, they're going to share their wisdom and understanding. They've got some amazing products they're going to share with you today. So I want you to pay attention because I think this is a time that you could really take your life to the next level. All right, I'm going to introduce my first guest. And he is a friend of mine. He is Tony, do I have your formal bio? I do. You know, he is the top broadcaster in the country. He's the number one talk show on Voice America, has 10 million downloads. Tony's show has been syndicated on Roku, Amazon Alexa, 16 AM FM stations. He's an Amazon bestseller. Tony helps millions of entrepreneurs learn from the success of others. And Tony, I'm so happy to have you. Welcome.
Thank you so much, Ken, for having me on Voices of Courage. It is quite an honor. Yes, you're a good friend. You have a great show, and it's just so nice to be on your show. And for your audience, just very fast disclosure, I'm probably the person that said, don't bother doing it, because I didn't know how many registrations he had. If he only had 20 people and it was 2 days, 3 days before, those were numbers I didn't see. I said, have the courage to change and reschedule. But we poured it on promotion so much, and we had like 700 registrations by show day. Such a good show.
Yeah, it was amazing. We actually had almost 800, which was cool, man. 745 to be exact. So it was awesome. And so Tony, this is about you today. You know, tell me, how did you start as an entrepreneur? You know, you're 5 years old. I see here you're 5 years old was your first job. That's young for a kid. What happened there?
That's child slavery today. No, it's unheard of. Well, we're immigrants from Italy. I actually was born in Sicily, Italy, and we went to Chicago, or if you're in the city, it's called Chicago. And my dad's the sole income earner. My mom took care of us 6 boys. She had a handful. And we went to a parochial school. And my dad, I think at the time, I heard at one time he was making $50 or $75 a week. And it was just like so tight to support this family. We just started getting paper route jobs. And back then it was allowed. You would just go and deliver papers and you would get paid two $2 a week, $3 a week. And I just started doing that at 5 years old and every week just giving the money to my parents. And I got to tell you that when you get up every day at 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning and you're delivering papers on the freezing cold Lakeshore Drive in Chicago right off of Lake Michigan, you know the value of a dollar. And that's always stuck with me, that how important and precious just even a little bit of money is.
Yeah, that's really good. Well, listen, I know you also had a success in the corporate world, and I want to hear what that mindset was that created so much success in the corporate world. But I do have to take a break, so we will be right back in just a second.
I've written a new book. It's called The Courage to Change Everything: Daily Strategies and Wisdom to Unlock Your Genius, Your Soul, and to Transform Your Life. So it's daily strategies. I wrote this specifically because over the years I've noticed in my own life and in the lives of my clients that, listen, a little inspiration doesn't get it. A little wisdom doesn't get it. A little action doesn't get it. It's daily, dripping on the mind, dripping on those actions, taking specific focused actions towards your dreams and setting specific goals, right? Goals help us to transform the little self into the possibilities that we have in each of us. All of us are given dreams. And if you're sitting there and you're not manifesting that dream, it's just a little bit of you is chipping away every day that's not happening until you finally wake up and say, I don't know how I'm going to do this, but I'm going to connect with something greater than myself, my force, my God, my life, my universe, whatever. I don't care what you call it. You tune into that force and that's what's going to get you to the next level.
Diabetic. I need to maintain healthy glucose levels so I can live normally and still enjoy my day-to-day life. Kirlin is a 100% natural supplement that helps me do exactly that. Kirlin promotes healthy glucose levels, energy, sleep, and proper body function. I try to make the right choices, but Kirlin keeps me controlled even if I indulge in a naughty treat here and there. It's how I plan to stick around for my family.
Get $20 off Kirlin. Visit KuraLife.com and use coupon code COURAGE.
Well, welcome back, everybody. Today, we're talking about the courage to be an entrepreneur. My guest is Tony Durso. He's one of the top podcasters in the country with the number one talk show on Voice America. Hey, Tony. All right, man, you go to this corporate world and you're really successful in the corporate world. What was your mindset? What were you thinking? Why were you successful?
I think it's back to the newspaper days. I'm just going to make it up and say it was the newspaper mindset. Dig this. At 19 years old, I go and get a job in corporate America as a typist. I've never touched a typewriter. I've never typed a thing in my life. And I get a job as a typist. And guess what? I was hired. But it wasn't just, you know, a trick or something. I went to the library. Yeah, I went to the library. I pulled out a book on typing. And I practiced so much, so hard, so fast. I became the best typist in the company. I was typing 120 words per minute. When if you see that, it's just a blur. So I not only stepped up, but I delivered what I promised. And I did that in real estate for companies, in collectibles, in technology services. I worked in corporate America for about 32 years, always with that mindset. And fortunately, the last 3, 4, 5, 6 years or so of my corporate America tenure, I was in promotion, marketing, public relations, lead generation. And that's where I learned the roots of how to engage with an audience. And then I went on into my own business from there.
So why'd you start your podcast? Let's get up to date now. Why'd you start the amazing Tony Durso show?
Well, this is really interesting because from corporate America, I had, you know, I was pegged on my income. Yeah, I was making some six figures, but I couldn't get any more beyond that. So I had the opportunity to have my own company. and do exactly everything I did, but this time I owned it. So I did that. And for 7 years, I did good. I said the word good, not so great, because there were four major industry, federal, and other types of regulations that brought my business down. For example, the last straw was I walk into my office on a Monday, and one of my clients, I had multiple clients, one of my clients I'm doing $1 million a year in sales on, providing leads and lead generation, and they cancel. Why did they cancel? Well, the attorneys reviewed a new federal regulation and realized that they could no longer accept marketing services the way that they were, and they had to retool everything, and it just brought my business down. I got tired of it. So here's the fun part. I'm looking for something now I can control, that I can do myself. And I kept hearing this word, podcast. And I looked into it and I thought, oh, hey, I can do that. I can talk. I'm Italian. So I started a podcast using all my lead generation knowledge to engage people to listen to the show. And it was a big hit. It was flubbed. It was funny. It was all the mistakes I made. And I won't even listen to my earliest shows. But from there, I just went on and podcast. And I've been doing it for 5 years. And now, yes, the number one show on the Voice America Network with over 10 million downloads. This is true.
Well, speaking of 10 million downloads, how did that happen? How did you get 10 million downloads on this premier station?
That's a long talk and probably multiple seminars, but let me
just give me the three bullet points.
Yeah, I'm just going to truncate that and give you a great takeaway. All roads lead to Rome. I watched that on a movie when I was 5 or 6 years old with Roman people, and was always, they kept saying in the movie, all roads lead to Rome. And I'm like, and it just would come to my mind. Well, here's the short version. I set up a website and everything went to that website. Now, authors and seminars and people that do seminars and workshops, they make what I consider a common mistake. Oh, we got a new book, create a new website. Oh, got a new seminar, create a new website. Oh, got a new this, create a new website. And you're diluting and bifurcating your audience. But what I did is I put everything at tonyduruso.com. And even though I broadcasted, for example, on Voice America, I put the show on my site. I put my books on my site. And I just kept driving people to my site, and it built. I mean, after, I want to say, a couple years in this, in the 5 year tenure, I was getting 1 million audience visits a year on my website.
That's amazing. What do you believe is the biggest marketing lesson that you had around this podcast and getting those people in the door? What can my audience learn from you?
There are so many lessons. I'll say something in 10 more minutes and say this was the biggest lesson. But I had a mentor. First of all, for anybody out there, whatever you're doing, please get a mentor. Check with Ken. He knows people. Get a mentor. It's very important. In fact, even Tony Robbins has a mentor, because you can't do everything yourself. You need somebody who's out of the box looking in. And when I started, I got a mentor. I got an actual world-class, famous radio announcer to listen to my shows, give me reviews and critiques. And that helped so much, Ken. That was just absolutely amazing. And to this day, he checks my shows and just gives me critiques, or calls me on the phone and just gives me stuff. It's just pearls. Very important.
That's so cool. What's the biggest mistake you made?
Oh my goodness. I made just a couple of them.
Just a couple of them. I'm sure there's a few.
Oh my goodness. The biggest mistakes. Well, forgive me, and I know this is totally contrary to what we're doing now, but I think my biggest mistake, but also my biggest lesson, was doing live shows, because that's what I did at the beginning. I did live shows on Blog Talk America. Excuse me, I said that wrong. Blog Talk Radio. And I found a guest may not show on time, technical difficulties at my end or the guest's end, and I had various issues. So I realized that it was a mistake if you're not fully set up, and that's the real key. If you're not fully set up with redundant systems to be able to handle live, that it's probably not the best thing. If you're going to start podcasting, and if that's what we're talking about here on that subject, do some recorded shows first and really get your feet wet and learn all the moving parts, because there's a lot. That was a big mistake. And
I love it. Okay, so listen, that's okay. I got to take a break anyway. So when we come back, though, I want to find out, you know, how you stay in the business. So many podcasters, they're in about a year, year and a half, and they're gone. I want to know how you, what your mindset is for longevity. So when I come back, we'll talk about that. All righty.
Have you recently used your phone, computer, and Wi-Fi and wondered if they might be affecting your sleep, focus, or possibly even your well-being? Living Design Technology has investigated recent developments in how electromagnetic energy coming from a variety of sources, including cell phone, Wi-Fi, microwave, radio, and TV, are impacting people and their environment. They have developed simple, effective tools that support the harmonizing of the electromagnetic energies present in your home, office, and car. Living Design Technology works by providing the information nature needs to balance the electromagnetic energies in your environment. It's amazing. Nature is actually doing the work when Living Design Technology is present. Find out more at livingdesigntechnology.com/courage. And put in the code COURAGE to get 20% off your first order.
Hi, Ken D. Foster here. If you have a dream to create a wellness product, I'd like to tell you about JBK Wellness Labs. They are a respected contract and white label manufacturer who helps entrepreneurs and companies develop and bring to market dietary supplements, hemp-based CBD products, plus personal care and beauty product lines. JBK Wellness products can be found on the shelves of Neiman Marcus, Whole Foods, Urban Outfitters, CVS, Ritz-Carlton Hotels, Four Seasons Hotels, and multinational direct selling companies. JBK Wellness Labs will walk you through each step from concept through finished product. If you'd like to take your next step in getting your product to market, then start your project today by going to jbkwellnesslabs.com or just Google JBK Wellness Labs.
Well, welcome back, everybody. Today, our show is called The Courage to Become an Entrepreneur. And before I get back to my guest, I'd like to truly thank all of you for tuning into the show. Appreciate you letting your friends, your family, and everybody you know about this show. You can find us on Facebook. You can find us on YouTube, on Instagram, on all over the place. So I hope you'll let your friends and family know. That's how we grow. If you'd like to get my latest book, you can go to couragetochange.us. I know a lot of you have asked me, where is that? Couragetochange.us. You can get that latest book. And what else do I want to say? I just want to thank you, man. It's been a really great experience having all of you watching the show and connecting with you and all your emails and everything you send me and all the accolades. I really appreciate that. So thank you so much. All right, I'm going to bring my guest back in. His name is Tony Durso, and he is the number one show on Voices America. He's got over 10 million downloads over the last couple of years, and we're talking about his mindset, talking about what the mindset of an entrepreneur is today. So most people don't stay in business very long, Tony, in your field, in the podcasting field. There's tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, maybe, podcasts out there now. Why is that?
Ken, so right. 2 years ago, the average podcaster did 7, 8, 9, 10 podcasts and disappeared. There's even a word in the dictionary called pod fade. 2 years ago, Blueberry said 75% of podcasters don't last the next year. And now with the events of 2020, it's like 85% or more just fade. They disappear. Yet I've grown, I've bloomed, I've blossomed, I've learned. And for anything that you've ever done successful, to every single person in this audience, think back on whatever you've done that was successful. You won a race, you got the dream spouse of your love, you got the job you wanted, you got the house you wanted. What was that essence? You persevered, you pushed through, you didn't give up. Well, that's what I did. Not only did I have a lot of issues, but I got hacked at least three times, I think four if I think about it, where my URL went somewhere else, my show disappeared off the site, somebody was taking everything down for 3 months or so. I got hacked viciously, and yet I continued to hammer, because that's what you have to do to survive. You just have to keep going. And I know it sounds like, oh yeah, I've heard that before, Tony, but guys, get into that, because that is the secret to success, I believe.
I believe you're right. And I believe that that I can overcome whatever obstacles. You know, I personally believe life is a school. So we're learning, we're growing, we're evolving, we're developing. And when things happen as an entrepreneur, it's just an opportunity. It's not there to crush you. It's there to expand your thinking, expand your possibilities. So how do you expand your possibilities, Tony? What's your mind when some big challenge comes your way and you're going like, what do I do now? How do you wrap your mind around it? Because you're always moving through stuff.
I am. This is true. Well, I created something called a vision map just really fast. You've heard of vision board and vision this. Well, I actually mapped it out. Vision, purpose, long-term objective, master plan, strategy, tactical, and so forth. And I give that away on my site. But I map out, where am I going? What do I want to accomplish? And just kind of set aside whatever's going. Is this on my plan or not? Well, then how do I accomplish that? What's the strategy? What's the tactical? I want this hill, or I want this island. It's the corridor gateway. You know, I'm just in naval terms. It's a corridor gateway that allows you to be keep your enemy at bay, and you want to take this island. Well, how do you do that? Well, what's the tactical? What are the steps? And I look at things from a very logical point of view, just like when I did that typing job. Well, I got the job, but it wasn't just, I got the job, great, I'll sit at home. I already knew that I was going to get that job, and I was going to get a book from the library, and I was going to type my head off, or my heart off, or whatever the phrase goes, until I could type really well. And that was just the mindset, because I knew I could do it. Nobody told me I couldn't. And even if it did, I had my vision. I had my purpose. I had my goal. And that is very key. When things buffet you and you're beset and you're this cork on an ocean, that goal, that vision, that purpose, that's what sees you through. When you let go of that, you lose. That's that pure simplicity.
Oh, well, listen, you got your latest book, The I Man of Atlantis, and I want to talk a little bit about that, because that's really about put that up there a little bit. I want to show the audience that book there. Yeah, Man of Atlantis, Bitten.
It just came out, yes, and this is the, I'm waiting for my next shipment, but this is the publisher proof copy. It's The I Man of Atlantis, and really, really fast, it's like, this is a fiction book of what happened in Atlantis really fast. The Atlantis, picture the most fierce, powerful samurai type warriors imaginable, more than the Mongols, more than the samurai, just so fierce that they dominated, controlled, took over everything. And it got to a point where now there was infighting, and they were going to kill each other off. God sees this and realizes that if they were left to their own way, they would destroy everything. All civilization would be gone. So he gave them an ultimatum. This is it. This is before the story starts. The story is not religious. This is before it starts. This is the setting the stage. So God sends down an ultimatum of, lay down your arms and I will give you healing abilities to heal others and to help others, as well as really great spiritual abilities. You have to read the book to find out. It's like amazing stuff. Well, what happened is those that did not listen to God and wanted to fight and kill, because that's all they did, they perished as predicted. The others became the magical, mythical Imen of Imen Hera, powerful beings that can heal and really do amazing stuff. And it got to a point where they were so rarely seen. It was like they're a legend, they're a myth, they're a fantasy. But now in the book is a time where they come out and you get to see that, and it just sets the stage. And it's like, really amazing. It has nothing to do with current times. It's where, but you would think it is. It's where the power and where the lust for power and money and gold and greed infuse in the ruling classes. And when the Ayman come into this, wow, it's quite a story.
Oh, I can hardly wait to read that book, actually. How do I get a copy of that, Tony? Where do we find it on the website?
You can find it on my books section on my website, or just go to Amazon, type in my name, Tony D-U-R-S-O, Ayman of Atlantis. Book one is Bitten. We have about 7 books already written, and we're just doing some final edits, and they're just going to start coming out every month or two. They're just going to start rolling. I really want feedback. So beyond just reading the book, please, please, please let me know what you think. Let me know anything. It's through the feedback that I can improve as a fiction writer and help people. Because, you know, we need a break. You cannot work 24/7, literally. I know. I've tried for days and days, nonstop, never working. My record,
I love it.
5 days, no sleep. But you know what? Yeah. Don't do that, folks.
Don't do that. Okay, one more time. Where can they get the book?
Amazon.com or at TonyDURSO.com/books.
Okay. All right. Tony, thank you for being here, man. I appreciate it. Hope you'll come back sometime soon. And I'm going to move on to my next guest here. We got to take a break.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
I've written a new book. It's called The Courage to Change Everything: Daily Strategies and Wisdom to Unlock Your Genius, Your Soul, and to Transform Your Life. So it's daily strategies. I wrote this specifically because over the years I've noticed in my own life and in the lives of my clients that, listen, a little inspiration doesn't get it. A little wisdom doesn't get it. A little action doesn't get it. It's daily, dripping on the mind, dripping on those actions, taking specific focused actions towards your dreams and setting specific goals, right? Goals help us to transform the little self into the possibilities that we have in each of us. All of us are given dreams. And if you're sitting there and you're not manifesting that dream, it's just a little bit of you is chipping away every day that's not happening until you finally wake up and say, I don't know how I'm going to do this, but I'm going to connect with something greater than myself, my force, my God, my life, my universe, whatever. I don't care what you call it. You tune into that force, and that's what's going to get you to the next level.
Today, women in business are helping each other prosper like never before by overcoming stereotypes, networking together, and sharing essential resources. Since 1991, Women's Wisdom, the premier business networking organization for purpose-driven, soul-inspired entrepreneurs, has helped women grow their businesses and become the best version of themselves. Women's Wisdom hosts online events with celebrity speakers, best-selling authors, and business experts dedicated to helping you, the small business owner, expand your possibilities, build new relationships, and get the right referrals. Take your business to the next level and join Women's Wisdom at womenswisdom.net. That's womenswisdom.net.
Well, welcome back, everybody. All righty. So the courage to be an amazing entrepreneur. Well, I have two entrepreneurs on the show now, and I have Dr. Janelle Kim, and we also have Michelle. Michelle, I'm going to have fun saying your last name here. Let's see here. Hold on. I got to get to it. Wow, my fingers aren't working. Well, anyway, let me introduce Dr. Janelle first, and then we will get to Michelle. Dr. Janelle Kim is a doctor. She's an author. She's a public speaker. Janelle has spent almost 20 years sharing how to incorporate the philosophy, medical wisdom, and enterprise of East Asia with the advancements of modern life and medicine of the West. A pioneer in the beauty and personal care industry and the founder of JBK Wellness Labs, Janelle has formulated some of the first all-natural luxury products carried in high-end spas across the world, including Ritz-Carlton, Four Seasons, the Mandarin Oriental. Her formulas can be found in stores such as Neiman Marcus, Nordstrom's, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and many, many more. Dr. Janelle Kim, welcome to the show.
Hi, Ken. Thank you so much for having me. So happy to be here.
And let me introduce Michelle
Shrek.
Thank you for that. All right. So Michelle is a marketing professional with over 20 years experience working in creative, global advertising agencies and media companies in New York and Miami and such. She's worked in a diverse facets of marketing and sales, including advertising, experimental business development, public relations for the U.S., Hispanic, and Latin American markets. Michelle, welcome to the show. I'm so glad to have both of you.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, we had kind of a funky start this morning, but technology is changing here and there.
Right?
Exactly. All right, so the two of you, how'd you get together? How'd you start?
Oh, that's a long story, right? Or it can be a short one. So Michelle and I have known each other in our community for some time now. And I know, Michelle, you say it beautifully, but ultimately we kind of come from, as you just described beautifully, backgrounds and expertise that complement each other, if you will. And we saw that pretty quickly, although we thought we had a lot of time to prepare and create a beautiful skincare line or body care line or whatever, or nutraceutical line, all of which we plan to do very shortly at some point. But really, you can take over, Michelle. We really started to come together with Good Essentials. That's the name of our company, right when the pandemic and our lockdowns first began.
Right. We knew that we wanted to do something together, marrying our, we just have so many other things going on. And we were like, this is the perfect opportunity to come and bring something that's really good and needed in the world. So that's how we started now and came up with it.
That's right. That's why we even call our company Good Essentials, because it truly is our purpose to have formulas that are of the optimum everything for your human, for your body, for both yourself and for your children. What we wish to do is not only for our fellow women and men alike, but also really focusing on the next generation, whether that be in education, whether that be in what they put onto or into their bodies. And that is really how we came up with everything. One of our most important mottos, if you will, or our tagline is do good for the world. And that's exactly what we plan to do and why we came together.
Does that drive you? Is that the purpose behind it, for the children, for creating something sustainable for the planet? Is that your purpose?
Absolutely. Absolutely. If I may say, Ken, as you described, and I'm grateful, I come from a long lineage of doctors and herbologists, which is where all of our formulas, especially in Good Essentials, they're some of our most special formulas, right, come from. And I always like to take a moment many times throughout the day to acknowledge that, those who came before myself and my lineage basically dedicated their whole lives to understanding the human condition and understanding herbal medicine in such a way to help us to live our best lives possible. And so it's really an extension of that. And that's certainly something Michelle and I have always really resonated with each
that's
other.
That's great. All right. Well, let's talk. I want to talk about the product line, and I want to talk about let's talk about that. What is the product line, and what are the benefits to our audience?
Absolutely. So we launched very quickly, as Michelle kind of hinted upon there, right at the beginning of, February, March, we launched in 3 months, which, I work with a lot of brands, and that's a pretty big feat. We don't always, talk about these things, but I know that's important for us to inspire others. And so we did it because during that time, hand sanitizers were coming out like crazy. In fact, I knew it very well at our lab, JBK Wellness Labs, because behind the scenes, we were part of making, hand sanitizers for states. And so, of course, we knew that our formulas were good for people. They followed the very particular guidelines of making hand sanitizers for, to be given on that huge of a level. But I also knew very well all the toxic, the chemicals being used by many people out there, which now we're hearing about for the last couple of months. It's a very clear that a lot of people out there don't necessarily care. They just want to get product out there to make money, probably, you know? So we decided really quickly to come together to create hand sanitizer that we would keep, we could put on ourselves and on our children, because we started talking about the fact that there's no way that I would have put those formulas on my two boys, and Michelle felt the same about her two girls. And so that's why we moved so quickly and started creating our hand sanitizer. We have two blends and two scents. Each of our formulas contains our proprietary herbal blends, as of course is my kind of root and what Michelle and I have always loved and always pictured doing together. We have a lavender rosemary scent, citrus, and within these formulations are of course an alcohol blend that kills 99.9% of germs, but it also contains really powerful herbal ingredients in a synergistic blend that really help to protect the skin barrier, which is very important for making sure to keep away bacteria and viruses, but also making sure to nourish and hydrate and protect your skin, especially when you're using, you know, basically ingredients such as alcohol so frequently, particularly for our kids. So we have two hand sanitizers, and we created the original face mask mist. Now, some people, they get this right away, and some don't necessarily. What is
that? I got it right away. I get that. Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, and so, yeah, it really is awesome. We cannot live without it, and anyone that we've ever seen try it cannot live without it, because pretty much it's in a little bottle that you can take with you. We know plenty of people, ourselves included, that we just get a whole bunch and just stick them everywhere in our purse, in our car, at home. And it includes an aromatherapeutic blend, but also it has certain herbal ingredients, certain essential oils that basically help to provide antibacterial properties. So when you go to spray your mask, you basically take your mask before putting it on, you spray a couple of sprays, okay, depending on your liking, and you just place it on. And so for our kids, it's amazing, because those of us who are able, you know, of course, to go to school right now, or even just out and about, our kids, you know, are not so careful about making sure that their hands are clean before touching the mask. I mean, the same for us as adults. So whether you like wearing a mask, you agree, you don't agree, bottom line is most of us have to wear it at some point. And so we wanted to make a formula that made it better.
So is this an antibacterial, Michelle?
Yes. It's an antibacterial and aromatherapy product, which, so it calms your nerves, but then afterward you could spray it on your face as well. So it acts as a face mist as well. So it like revitalizes you after you've been wearing a mask for most of the day. Many people say, oh, thank God for this, because then I can spray it on my face afterward and it refreshes me. So it has a dual purpose.
Well, you know, a lot of guys don't spray a mist on their face, but I do. And I tell you, my wife turned me on to that a while back, putting the essential oils, and it just revitalizes you instantly. I'm looking forward to getting this product. That sounds amazing.
Oh, good. Wow. I'll send it to you. Very nice. Well, and then the other product that's really special is the essential balm. Right. You know, one of the things when my daughter would wash her hands constantly during this pandemic, and her hands were raw, she had eczema. Mm-hmm. And so this product that Janelle formulated is incredible. And it takes away the redness, the dryness instantly. It took like maybe a couple times of her wearing this balm to change the condition of her hands. It was amazing. So that's another really great product right now.
Wow, that sounds really amazing too. Okay, well, listen, I got to take a quick break, and when I come back, we'll dive a little deeper into the product and a little more about the mindset that creates this product.
Perfect.
Hi, Ken D. Foster here. If you have a dream to create a wellness product, I'd like to tell you about JBK Wellness Labs. They are a respected contract and white label manufacturer who helps entrepreneurs and companies develop and bring to market dietary supplements, hemp-based CBD products, plus personal care and beauty product lines. JBK Wellness products can be found on the shelves of Neiman Marcus, Whole Foods, Urban Outfitters, CVS, Ritz-Carlton Hotels, Four Seasons Hotels, and multinational direct selling companies. JBK Wellness Labs will walk you through each step from concept through finished product. If you'd like to take your next step in getting your product to market, then start your project today by going to jbkwellnesslabs.com or just Google JBK Wellness Labs.
Are you feeling stuck or in a holding pattern with your business or life, and you're not doing the things you want or love? Then at some point, you're going to be faced with a decision. You'll either choose to keep living in your comfort zone and risk a life of mediocrity, or increase your courage, step into your power, and forge into the unknown, where everything new becomes possible. If you're truly ready to live masterfully, then you need Ken D. Foster's newest book, The Courage to Change Everything, Strategies and Wisdom to Transform Your Life One Day at a Time. This powerful but simple guide provides you with 365 days of life-transforming wisdom, profound questions, and action steps that will increase your strength and open the doors to success. Stop wondering why your business or life isn't working. The answers are available now. Imagine if you had more courage or another chance to start following your dreams. To pick up your copy of The Courage to Change Everything, visit thecouragetochangeeverything.com. That's thecouragetochangeeverything.com.
Well, welcome back, everybody. I'm talking to Dr. Janelle Kim from JBK Wellness Labs and also Michelle Chirique, and she's got over 20 years experience as a marketer. They've created a new product line that we're talking about today, which I want to get some quickly. I'm hoping my audience is going the same. By the way, how do they get the product line? Where would they be able to see the product line?
If you go to www.goodessentials.com. That's where we're selling it now, direct through the website.
Okay, so goodessentials.com, goodessentials.com. That mist really absolutely is the one that I'm very interested in. I think you've got a home run with the mist. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's right. All right, so what my show is about being an entrepreneur, so I got to throw a little bit about that in there. Okay. You know, as an entrepreneur, you obviously came up against some challenges putting this product together, Michelle and Dr. Janelle. What are some of the obstacles that you had to overcome to get this product to market?
Well, one of the things that was difficult, which Janelle will speak to, is getting the bottles ready during that time period was difficult. We wanted to get to market quickly, but obviously, like she was saying before, people were just creating these sanitizers everywhere. Like it was just coming out of any garage, there were a lot of distilleries that were making them, which is why a lot of these sanitizers smelled like tequila. I mean, it was just a crazy time. So we were like, well, we want to get these products out there. We need to find the actual packaging to get it done. So that was probably the biggest hurdle when we wanted to launch quickly.
Well, you know, I know early on some of the hand sanitizers I used, you know, all of a sudden my hands were getting dry. They were, you know, they had alcohol in them and they were drying out things. And I was like, I'm not even going to use this. It's worse than, you know, than not, in my head. But you solved that problem. Is that right?
Right. And the textures, and they were like very gooey and, you know, it was sticky. You would like put these sanitizers on and your hands would be sticky. So we solved that with our hand sanitizers, because not only does it smell good and kills germs, but it's like very, I mean, it just dries on your hands quickly and you go, and like, you don't have to worry about it.
I would put them on and I'd want to go wash my hands. So.
Right. Exactly. That's what we solved. That was the problem we solved.
One of the things that's really important to us, and you'll definitely see in our formulas, even with the first of our formulas, is that everything we do has purpose behind it, you know, and that's truly how we try to live our lives. That's truly how we wish to raise our children. And so when it comes to our formulation, it's really important to us that the people who are sharing these formulas understand that. And so even when it comes to creating these formulas, even the fact that it's a spray, like you said, Michelle, beautifully, that the texture and the gel is not always so enjoyable. There are some out there that have solved that problem in formulation because they actually know formulation. But to us, even having a spray was so important because it's so much easier for your kids. You spray it on the steering wheel of the car. You spray it on the, you know, the shopping cart. So everything we do, we really try to think through as women, as human beings, as moms, really what's going to make life that much more simple and that much more calm for everybody. And that's exactly how we came.
You know, Dr. Janelle, what I love about your product line is that it will last way past this pandemic. It's something that we can incorporate in our life forever. Mm-hmm. You know, whether it's the hand sanitizer or the mist. What's your next thought on the product line? Where are you going with it?
Actually, very soon, in the next couple of days or maybe a week or so, we are launching essential oils, which is really special. Essential oils, to those who understand them, are a huge part of their life, but a lot of people don't understand them so well. Again, our essential oil blends are really special in that they utilize the properly formulated herbal blends. So herbal ingredients that really help to create the function. We have Calm, we have Energize, and we have Immune or Protect, which is just unbelievable. Even myself, it was about 10 years ago that I started using essential oils and creating these blends in such a way where the herbs, the essential oils all work together to create just the synergy of ingredients that became so effective. But for those who don't really understand essential oils, one of the main reasons to keep it really simple, because that's our favorite thing, why they work so well, why they're so effective, is that one of the quickest ways to get something into your body is through your olfactory, right? Through your smell. And so as soon as you do that, basically it goes right into your bloodstream, which is why essential oils can be so effective. You can also go further in that, applying it to different pressure points and so on and so forth, which we could probably talk about another time. But these are ways that you get your body to absorb these incredibly effective ingredients, right? So essential oils and herbs. And I find in my life, especially when we were traveling a lot, that I truly could not live without them when traveling. For my children, my kids were 6 months old, 4 years old, they were going to school, we were traveling around the world. And so it was very important to keep our immune systems up and to really, basically try to fight and balance with, not avoid, bacteria, viruses around us. And this is a very powerful way, which is why we decided to have these blends be our next product.
Well, like you said, a lot of people don't know about essential oils, right? But I can tell you, we've been using them I've been having them in my life since I met my wife, Judy, and that's been a few decades. You know, last few days, I had a headache and Judy says, put lavender on your forehead and breathe it in. And, you know, that headache was gone within 5 minutes. I mean, it was just gone, right? That's the power of essential oils. And a lot of people don't realize how powerful they are.
I agree.
And with the stress of the times right now, we felt like it was the perfect time to launch something like this because it really does help with people's, state. And we thought that that's like an essential right now. So that's why we added it to the product line right away. So that's kind of how we're thinking about what we're introducing. It's like, what's needed now? Like, what's the thing that we can provide that's going to be helpful?
We can do pretty much anything, with our lab being, around in the natural product market, like you said, the luxury, we could create pretty much anything because that's ultimately what we do with the root of herbal medicine. But I love that you said that, Michelle. That's the truth. So we're trying to kind of gauge where everything's standing and go accordingly with purpose. People loved the mask mist so much. We thought, maybe now is the time to do essential oil blends. And I think it's really important to share. We're really excited because with the launch, the way we're going to launch our essential oil blends is we're actually collaborating with a beautiful movement called One Love Movement, which is headed by Kim Bauman. It's actually a local organization that really goes out and truly puts their heart into areas that help. And a lot of it is focused on youth, which is really important to us. So that's something we're excited to do. We don't do that all the time because it really matters to us who we collaborate with. But that's pretty much how we're letting our essential oils out. So. A portion of the proceeds of everything that's sold will go to One Love Movement.
I love that. Well, we ought to have One Love Movement on the show. So maybe you can hook me up with them and we'll support that. I'll support you with that.
Thank you.
That'd be awesome. Okay. So, last but not what kept coming up while you're talking about your product line, of course, you, JBK Wellness can work with other entrepreneurs out there. If you got an idea, a product, or something in your mind that you want to bring to market, this is Dr. Janelle Kim. That's what she specializes in. So if you have a holistic, let's talk about that real quick. What types of products would you look for? Would you like to bring to market?
Well, through Good Essentials, like I said, because we are the lab, it's like endless. So the things that I love to incorporate and think are really important for our daily life is internal, external, and external, internal. It's that whole cycle of everything, which means skincare, body care, hair care. It means oral care. It definitely means dietary supplements and nutraceuticals. So truly, what we do at our lab is that whole array of anything you could possibly think of. And for good essentials, you know, Michelle and I talk about it often. We want to make it something I've done for years now, and now we are able to share that with others together, you know, with the expertise of Michelle and what she brings to the table. Basically, we want to never have to use any other product again, because I know that what we make is the very best, and the best for us and our children. So
I love that. I love it. Okay, one more time. Where can I get the product?
On our URL, www.goodessentials.com.
Good Essentials. That's easy to remember. Goodessentials.com. That's really good. Okay. Now I have, end of my show. I always like to ask my guest one last question. And that question is this, Dr. Janelle Kim, I'll start with you and then I'll go to you, Michelle. What is your message to the world right now?
My message to the world right now is that even though we may find ourselves in a very overwhelming or challenging times, no matter where you stand or what your beliefs are, I think it's always really important to kind of ground ourselves, find even a couple seconds to do so, because the bottom line is that we're human and we can never avoid anything. We can't avoid any negativity in our life. We have to balance with it. And so we can do a lot of different things just by kind of calming our minds and our body, checking in for a second and realizing that truly we hold the power at the end of the day to make a choice to change our reality for the better or not. At the end of the day, it is always our choice.
That's powerful. Love it. Okay, Michelle, I want to ask you the same question. What's your message to the world right now?
I just, to me, it's just, there's no better time than the present to take chances and to, you know, go after your dreams. You know, this is that we were in the middle of a pandemic when I decided to launch this brand with Janelle, and I couldn't be happier. I mean, you could have said, oh, it's a terrible time. Like things are terrible in the world, but no, it's the perfect time. Right now, just do what it is that, you know, that you've been dreaming of. And there's no better time than now to reach for the stars and do what you're, you know, what you want to do.
I love it. I think that's a powerful message. And I hope everybody will check you guys out. I personally am going to get those products. They sound wonderful.
Send it to you. We'll send it to you.
Oh, that'd be awesome. Okay. Thank you. I'll let all our family and friends know about them too, because that'd be great. Something people can actually use right now and will actually not only lift their spirit, but protect them from the viruses and stuff that's going on. So I want to thank both of you for being here. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much
for having us.
All righty. Well, listen, that was an amazing show. Wasn't that fun? I hope you thought it was. You know, if you're enjoying the show, you're enjoying the stories of courage and insights on the Voices of Courage, then I encourage you to subscribe to our YouTube channel so that you never miss a show, right? You can check out some of our affiliates too. We UK Health Radio, BBS Radio, Talk Radio New York City, Papadopoulos, E360 TV, Flix TV, Las Vegas TV. Why am I saying all those? Because they're all amazing networks that I hope you'll tune into. They're empowering people to solve their problems. So, you know, we right now, we're on, about 14 networks, 250 stations in 170 countries around the world. We've got a large audience, which is awesome because of you, the listeners. So I want to thank you so much for helping us. So I encourage you to subscribe to that YouTube channel. You don't want to miss these shows. These shows are filled with insights, wisdom, courage, understanding, and they help fire you up to get your life to the next level. So if that's important to you and you need that support ongoing, which I think we all do, then I encourage you to check out the show. All righty. Well, listen, it's been my pleasure to be your host today. And from my heart to yours, I encourage you to keep, what do I want to say to you? I want to say, keep seeing the unseeable, knowing the unknowable, and doing the impossible. Take care. Till next time.